Hello, everyone. Today is Friday, July 3rd, the day before Independence Day. My name is Vicki here at the Talking Information Center, and today I'll be reading the Beacon Hill Times. Thanks for listening. The first article today is titled, Beacon Hill Cleaners to Reopen This Month. After a lengthy closure due to structural issues stemming from construction work next door, Beacon Hill Cleaners is expected to reopen this month, according to the business owner. The dry cleaners, which has been owned and operated continuously by the Tran family since 1991, was among the 30 recipients honored by the city as long-standing legacy businesses at the inaugural Legacy Business Ceremony and Reception 3 years ago. Welcome back to work. The next article, applicable to tomorrow, is titled The 4th of July Celebration Starts at Boston Harbor Fest. Back for America's 250th birthday is Boston Harbor Fest, presented by Citizens, one of the nation's largest 4th of July celebrations. From July 2nd through the 4th, hundreds of thousands of attendees are expected to enjoy events and activities throughout downtown Boston and along Boston Harbor, including last night's kickoff ceremony, access to historical sites, free live music, and fireworks. Media will be provided on-site access for photography, interviews, and reporting at all Boston Harbor Fest events and activities. And full details can be found on the Boston Harbor Fest website, which is www.bostonharborfest.com. Interviews can be arranged upon request. For further information regarding this event, please contact Chandler Pettigrew at 617-204-4219 or his email address at cpettigrew, so that's cpettigrew at conventures.com. So that would be conventures.com. Below are the details. What? The 44th, Boston Harbor Fest, presented by Citizens, is 4th of July celebration in the city of Boston with cultural events, live music, and historical reenactments. When? It started yesterday, July 2nd, and goes through Saturday, July 4th. It is open to the public with performances from the United States Air Force Heritage of America Band, the 215th Army National Guard Band, the Pacekeepers, Michelle Brooks Thompson, the 198th Army Band, Houston Bernard, the U.S. Navy Band Northeast, the Middlesex County Volunteer Fifes and Drums, and more. Where? Christopher Columbus Park, Downtown Crossing on Summer Street, Copley Square, and Boston Harbor. Sponsors. This year's event is graciously supported by sponsors Citizens, Conventures, Downtown Boston Alliance, Sugar Bee Apples, Hamilton Watches, NRG, PHX Hydration Energy, Zespri Kiwi, Floor and Decor, Renewal by Anderson, Snapple, and Spot Hero. See below for more information about key events and media opportunities at Boston Harbor Fest. So yesterday, they had a, from 11:40 p.m., that must have been a.m., to 1 p.m. at Summer Street Stage in Downtown Crossing. Public officials and hospitality leaders helped kick off the Boston Harbor Fest 2026 with a ceremonial cake cutting and giveaway. The program featured ceremonial remarks, the posting of the colors, and patriotic music performed by the 198th Army Band. There were reenactors and live entertainment. From 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. yesterday, the People's Stage at the Steps at Downtown Crossing. It was an array of local performances across all musical genres that performed from a stage, while historical reenactors and costumed entertainers engaged with visitors in the area. Next, from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. yesterday, it was a City Woven Together, an interactive community mural, at Christopher Columbus Park. Boston Harbor Fest and presenting sponsor Citizens invited visitors to stop by the interactive mural installation, Boston 250, A City Woven Together, and helped create a community artwork celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States. The mural was created in partnership with Artists for Humanity and honored the history, culture, and community of Boston while looking toward the future. From 6:30 p.m. last night to 9:15 p.m., there were pre-fireworks concert at the by the U.S. Air Force Heritage of America Band. The concert was in anticipation of the Boston Harbor Fest fireworks display. Patriotic music was played and will be played Saturday night, followed by spectacular fireworks to make an unbeatable 4th of July combination. At 7:30 p.m. in Christopher Columbus Park was the Snapple World Record event. Snapple tried to make history by entering the Guinness Book of World Records as the company endeavored to set a record for the greatest number of people to drink Snapple at the same time. Registration opened at 6 p.m. for participants, but I don't know the outcome of that. We'll have to find out. From 9 p.m. last night to 9:15 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. at Long Wharf, Boston Inner Harbor, Boston Harbor fireworks. Visible from several vantage points along the Inner Harbor, the Harbor Fest fireworks returned to provide a spectacular display for all to enjoy. They were launched from a barge off of Boston's Long Wharf. So today and tonight, July 3rd, there is live entertainment at Summer Street from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., the Summer Street stage in Downtown Crossing. Musical acts Annie and the Fur Trappers, PK and the Mighty Seven, World Premier Band, and the MBT Music Experience featuring Michelle Brooks Thompson will perform. Afterwards, at 1:40 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., also on Summer Street stage at Downtown Crossing, there's a Macy's Great American Fashion Show. The Macy's Fashion Show in Boston is an annual event showcasing the latest fashion trends from top designers. It features a vibrant atmosphere with music, lights, and runway presentations, attracting fashion enthusiasts, industry professionals, as well as shoppers. Next, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., Boston Harbor Fest at Christopher Columbus Park. Enjoy an afternoon of performances by Sweet Harmony and DJ Chris John, as well as children's activities within the breezy confines of Christopher Columbus Park. Also, from 2 to 6 p.m., A City Woven Together, an interactive community mural. Boston Harbor Fest and presenting sponsor Citizens invite visitors to stop by the interactive mural installation Boston 250, A City Woven Together, and help complete a community artwork celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States. So Saturday, July 4th, from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Copley Square to Downtown Crossing, the City of Boston's 4th of July procession. The brief ceremonial parade steps off from Copley Square to the Granary Burying Ground for a wreath laying on the graves of patriots and continues through Downtown Crossing to the Old State House, where the Ancient and Honorable Artillery Company will continue its tradition of reading of the Declaration of Independence from the historic site's balcony. At 11 a.m. at Fenoy Hall, there is an annual oration. The annual oration began in 1771 to commemorate the anniversary of the Boston Massacre, but eventually evolved into an event to celebrate independence. From 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m., again, this is all Saturday, tomorrow, at Downtown Crossing, the Middlesex County Volunteers Fife and Drums Concert will be. The historically inspired ensemble performs throughout the neighborhood, bringing authentic folk music and iconic patriotic hymns from the 17th, 18th, and 19th centuries. From 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Saturday evening at the Esplanade, the Boston Pops Fireworks Spectacular. An annual tradition, the Boston Pops Fireworks Spectacular will delight the masses with an evening concert and fireworks display. For a full schedule of Boston Harbor Fest, please refer to our website at https://www.bostonharborfest.com/ www.bostonharborfest.com/schedule/. Boston Harbor Fest is produced and organized by Boston Celebrations Incorporated, a nonprofit organization operated by Boston-based Con Ventures. The 44th Boston Harbor Fest will take place from July 2nd through the 4th across downtown Boston and Boston Harbor. The event has been a proud summer tradition of arts, culture, and entertainment for more than four decades, enjoyed by hundreds of thousands of guests from Boston and beyond. For the latest event details, schedules, and programming announcements, please visit www.bostonharborfest.com. and follow event updates on the Harbor Fest Facebook page or at BOS Harbor Fest on X or on Instagram at Boston Harbor Fest, or follow the conversation using hashtag Boston Harbor Fest. Our next article today is special to the Beacon Hill Times and is titled Boston Groundwater Trust's Walking Tour Focuses on Lower Hill. As part of Boston Groundwater Trust's 40th anniversary year, Christian Simonelli, the BGWT's executive director, Boston Groundwater Trust's executive director, led more than 35 guests on a walking tour of Lower Beacon Hill on Saturday, June 20th. The neighborhood's familiar brick row houses and historic streets provided the perfect setting for a deeper look at something most people never see, the groundwater that helps protect many of Boston's buildings from below, said Simonelli. Over the course of an hour, tour participants explored the history of the flat of Beacon Hill, including how parts of the neighborhood and nearby portions of the public garden were created by filling in former tidelands. That history helps explain why so many buildings in this area depend on woodpile foundations driven into the filled land and capped with granite blocks, said Simonelli. Those wood piles can remain strong for generations, but only if they remain submerged. When groundwater drops below the tops of the piles, exposure to air can allow decay to begin, added Simonelli. Maintaining groundwater levels is therefore essential to protecting tens of millions of dollars worth of some of Boston's most renowned real estate, and it's our core mission at the Trust. The tour also included a reminder of what can happen when groundwater levels drop. On December 18, 1986, residents of an Otis Place home were jolted awake before dawn by what they feared was an earthquake. In reality, one side of the house had suddenly settled after lowered groundwater levels caused the wood piles beneath it to decay. The incident made headlines, including the memorable Beacon Hills cracking up, and remains a powerful example of why groundwater monitoring matters in Boston's filled land neighborhoods. The tour concluded outside the Church of the Advent, where participants watched a groundwater reading on Brimmer Street. The demonstration showed how a monitoring well is opened, how a probe attached to a measuring tape is lowered into the well, and how the probe signals when it reaches water. It was a simple but revealing look at the daily work behind the Trust's monitoring program, said Simonelli. Our field engineer performs this kind of measurement dozens of times each workday across Boston's filled lands. Simonelli extended Boston Groundwater Trust's gratitude to tour guests, who included Representative Jay Livingstone and Beacon Hills Civic Association Executive Director Patricia Tully. BGWT's next groundwater neighborhood tour focuses on Back Bay and is scheduled for Saturday, July 18th at 11 a.m., beginning on the steps of Trinity Church in Copley Square. To RSVP for the July 18 walking tour and learn more about BGWT, visit bostongroundwater.org. Our next article might be important for those heading into Boston for the July 4th celebration, or for those who are driving. It's titled Parking Restrictions in Effect for July 4th Celebration on Esplanade. Parking restrictions are now in place through Sunday, July 5th, to accommodate the July 4th celebration event on the Esplanade per the City of Boston. Road closures should be anticipated, with Boston Police closing Beacon Street from Arlington Street to Hereford Street. Usually around 7 p.m., Charles Street also closes for the dispersal, and the closure is from Charles Circle to Boylston Street. Parking restrictions will be in effect through Sunday on the following streets: Beacon Street on the north side, / even side, from David G. Mugar Way to the dual head meter in front of 120 Beacon Street, and Stewart Street on the north side, or odd side, transportation building side. The last 4 metered parking spaces next to the MBTA bus stop and several locations at the Charles Street south end. Parking restrictions will be in effect from Friday through Sunday on the following streets: Stewart Street on the north side, which is the odd side, or the transportation building side, from Tremont Street to Charles Street South, unless otherwise posted. Parking restrictions will be in effect throughout Friday and Saturday on the following streets: Arlington Street on both sides, from Beacon Street to Commonwealth Avenue, Berkeley Street on both sides, from Marlborough Street to Back Street, Clarendon Street on both sides, from Marlborough Street to Back Street, Dartmouth Street on both sides, from Marlborough Street to Back Street, Exeter Street on both sides, from Marlborough Street to Back Street, Beacon Street on both sides, from Charles Street to Dartmouth Street, unless already posted, Back Street on both sides, from Dartmouth Street to David G. Mugar Way, Chestnut Street on both sides, from David G. Mugar Way to Brimmer Street, Mount Vernon Street on both sides, from David G. Mugar Way to Brimmer Street, Pinckney Street on both sides, from the David G. Mugar Way to Brimmer Street, and Revere Street on both sides, from David G. Mugar Way to Charles Street. Parking restrictions will be in effect throughout Saturday on the following streets: Arlington Street on both sides from Commonwealth Avenue to St. James Avenue, Berkeley Street on both sides from Marlborough Street to Boylston Street, Clarendon Street on both sides from Commonwealth Avenue to Marlborough Street, Dartmouth Street on both sides from Commonwealth Avenue to Marlborough Street, Exeter Street on both sides from Commonwealth Avenue to Marlborough Street, Fairfield Street on both sides from Commonwealth Avenue to Back Street, Gloucester Street on both sides from Commonwealth Avenue to Back Street, Hereford Street on both sides from Commonwealth Avenue to Back Street, Massachusetts Avenue on both sides from Commonwealth Avenue to Back Street, Beacon Street on both sides from Dartmouth Street to Charles Gate East, and Boylston Street on both sides from Berkeley Street to Arlington Street. Our next article is titled Beacon Hill Civic Association Community Corner. The Beacon Hill Civic Association is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to community building, civic engagement, and historic preservation on Beacon Hill. We are here for you to answer your questions and respond to your concerns. Your donations to the annual APPEAR ensure that we can continue this work to preserve and enhance our historic neighborhood. Please respond to our 2026 annual appeal by donating at bhcivic.org or by check to 74 Joy Street, Boston, Mass. 02114, or by clicking on the QR code which was on the screen. And thank you. Upcoming BHCA meetings and events: Board of Directors, Monday, July 13, 7 p.m. via Zoom. Save the date for these BHCA events. There's two events, the first one being Dinner Under the Stars on Saturday, September 26th. The BHCA Fall Hill Fest on Sunday, September 27th. Visit the Beacon Hill Civic Association website, which is www.bhcivic.org, or call the office at 617-227-1922 for more information on any of these meetings or events. Okay, our last article today is titled The Words That Changed the World 250 years ago. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. When the members of the Second Continental Congress gathered in Philadelphia in June 1776, it was not at all clear that they would eventually declare America's independence from England. Although the shot heard round the world had been fired at Concord more than a year earlier in April 1775, and a de facto state of war existed in some regions of the colonies, many in America still held out hope that they could come to some sort of agreement with England regarding taxation and representation, such that secession would not be inevitable. However, with leading thinkers led by John Adams making the case to break free from England, the momentum to declare independence overcame even the most skeptical of the colonists. On July 2nd, the delegations from 12 states voted to declare their independence. The delegation from New York did not do so until July 19. And on July 4, those delegations voted to adopt the Declaration of Independence. Massachusetts delegate John Hancock, in his role as president of the Congress, was the initial signer of the declaration, to be followed eventually by signatories from all 13 states. Thomas Jefferson's words in the first sentence of the second paragraph of the Declaration are among the most famous in the English language, and the most widely quoted in any language. Although we should note that Jefferson's use of the word men was quite literal, inasmuch as it did not include women, and it certainly did not include African slaves of either gender. However, the use of the adjective all was the most revolutionary aspect of the Declaration. The signers themselves consisted mostly of America's aristocratic class. Jefferson himself was a plantation owner with many slaves, but the word all clearly meant to include every American of even the humblest means. That one sentence in the Declaration upended the world order at that time and forever after. It set the stage for the French Revolution 13 years later and eventually led to the demise of monarchies throughout the world. So as we celebrate the holiday weekend with our friends and family, let's remember that the freedoms we enjoy today all began with a few novel words written 250 years ago, that we should never take for granted the legacy that the Founding Fathers bestowed upon us all. Thanks so much for listening to the Beacon Hill Times today, Friday, July 3rd. My name is Vicki from the Talking Information Center, and thank you so much for joining in today.